On Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara is searching as to who the town of our Mishnah is, as to the requirement of a shliach that delivers a get from the Din Siyam, must say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam. And that presumes that you need lishma both on the ksiv and the chesima. And the Gemara had said, if you hold a grim mayor, that's simply not true. You only need lishma on the chesima, not on the ksiva. And the Gemara shows that from the Mishnah about Mechubar. And then the Gemara says, well, if it's Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar holds fakir, you need lishma on the ksiva, not the chesima. So the Gemara says, well, maybe you hold that Rabbi Lazar says you need lishma on the ksiva, on the chesima mid Rabbanan. The Gemara says, that's wrong from Shlosha Gittin Psuim.
Do you want me to see what you're trying to get people so you have
Shlosha Gittin Psuim, the mice. We're talking about the dinner, Shlosha Gittin Psuim. There should be, we had 9 guys in Seder, so. Okay, plus Yaakov is here now, too. So everyone who's here is Shir, Seder. Who's not here if it was in Seder?
No,
So you got it, so you maybe text those guys. In the middle of the Limut, the mice. Gemara says that. Gemara says, according to Rabbi Lazar, says you need what? You need ksivu lishma. And the Gemara says he doesn't need ksivu lishma. So the Gemara says, well, maybe Rabbi Lazar requires lishma midrabanan. On what? On the chesimis. Gemara says that that's wrong. Where is that wrong? From the din of shlosha gittin psulim. What does the Gemara say? By shlosha gittin psulim, what is the uniqueness of the shlosha gittin psulim, usher? What is the uniqueness of the Shlosha Gittin Psulim?
That in this case, the plot is kosher.
And also, it's only possible what? When we said the word possible means what? Only midrabanan. Excellent. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar, Pashup Shat, Rabbi Lazar holds Kasmusav Yadavid Lavadim, the plot is kosher, and he doesn't pass on midrabanan. What do you mean? There's no one signed on it. It says Beferis, there's no one signed on it. There's no one signed on it. Why is it possible? So the answer is that what? Rabbi Lazar holds his kosher. Rabbi Lazar holds his kosher in the Mishnah. Av Mishin Lavedim, Shnas Lavedim, kosher. So you see that he doesn't pass on the Rabbanon. So don't tell me that Rabbi Lazar holds you need Lishma and the Chasimim and the Rabbanon. He holds his completely kosher. So this brings us to the Taisus, Dirmasmo, Shloshe Gittin Psulim. Okay, let's get it. Taisus, Dirmasmo, Shloshe Gittin Psulim, Lamaisa. Let's see. What Taisa says here in the sugya? What does it say? Shlosha Gittin Psulim. Let's see Beferish. Who has Beferish to Taisa? Go ahead, Asher. Let's see the Taisa. Shlosha Gittin Psulim. Okay, everyone, look inside, please. Let's see the Taisa. Okay. What is unique about this? Go ahead.
Shlosha Gittin Psulim. You could move to a parapasra. We can specify a parapasra. We establish a parapasra.
Right, come on, that pay vavman off the Mishnah. There's a machlekes in Amoraim. Who the Mishnah's like? Is the Mishnah like Rabbi Meir or like Rabbi Lazar? So who is it like? Is the Mishnah like Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Lazar? So we establish it like Rabbi Meir. And what does Rabbi Meir hold? Rabbi Meir holds Eidei Chesima Karsi. So since Rabbi Meir holds Eidei Chesima Karsi, Lamaisa, we have a problem. How could the Mishnah say? Vimnisis Avlad Kosher. Go ahead. Afa Gav the what?
Afa the Yisrael Ramer. Even though Ramer says, Kol Mishan Mitzvah Shetav L'Chacham Begidin Avlad Mamzer.
Mimat Beya. Anyone who deviates from the coinage, Shetav L'Chacham Begidin. What's the din?
The child is a mamzer.
Yes, and that's against what we learned here. We say the Vlad is Kosher. So if we say the Vlad is Kosher, how is it Shayach L'Maisa that we can establish? How could any Amora say the Mishnah is like Ramer? Remeir has a sheet of what daf? What daf does Remeir have the sheet on Hamid Beis? It says in Hamid Beis, Beferis, that Mishanim Abel Lad Mamzer. So how could any Umar establish a Mishnah like Remeir? It doesn't jive with Remeir's other sheet. Go ahead, so what's the Teretz?
The Teretz says, Amar Ben Tam, the Hafa Ben Tam. This is the reason to have Lad Kashi. That the Shah is Kashi. To Kachaya Mitzvah, Shalei Apostle of Lad.
Matbeya. Period. What does that mean? Part of the coinage was that what?
That you don't.
These three Gittin Psulim Yaakov are what? Are the Vlad discussion. Meaning generally, if you don't say the Fanei Nechtam, for example, if you deviate from that, you deliver a get from Medina Siam, and you don't say the Fanei Nechtam, you deviate from the Abeah, the Vlad is a Mamzer. But there are three cases where the Vlad is only what? It's only going to, Vlad is going to be kosher even though you deviated. Which three cases? These three cases. These three cases are absolutely unique. Okay? And the question is why? Okay? Why is these three cases unique? Please get this down. Why are these three cases unique? Tosfos doesn't say why. Okay? Tosfos doesn't say why, but as Usher read very nicely, part of the coinage is that these three cases, the Psul Drabbana will not create the Vlad to be a monster. Why not? Tosfos didn't say why. So I want you to get down in your notes, the Rana, the Ritvoa, and the Pevav and Meralf give a Svar. What's the Svar? The Svar is the following, that Lamaisa Gittin, the Chachamim, are make on these three Gittin more than any other Gittin that are Psulim in the Rabbanan. And here the Vlad is not a Mamzer. And according to the Chachamim, here are these three cases, Lo Teitze. What does Teitze mean? What does Teitze or Lo Teitze? Does she have to get divorced? Does she got remarried to the second guy? So there are two coolas here. Number one, the Vlad is kosher. And what else? What else? The Chachamim say, Lo Teitze. I want you to get this down. If you look at that Mishnah, on Da'pe Vavim Rav, I believe it says Lo Teitze. Did anyone remember that from the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Lo Teitze bench, right? It says Da'pe Vavim Rav, it says Lo Teitze. Okay? It says Imisa Vlad Kosher. Does it say Lo Teitze there? Doesn't say it beferish in the Mishnah, right? Does it say it beferish in the Mishnah Lo Teitze? That's the understanding the Gemara says. Gemara says, here we say Lo Teitze. Okay? So it doesn't say it in the Mishnah, but it does say it where? It doesn't say it in the Mishnah, but where does it say? It says it in the Gemara there. So I ask you, why were these three cases unique? So says the Ran and the Ritvoya, the reason is because halachas lamaisa, halachas that were nitkenu rak begitten, they were machmir bahem in order that people wouldn't be mekel kamo b'shar shtaris. You see, if there's a difference in the din aryeh between shar shtaris and get, they had to put in chumras. Because if they didn't put in chumras, they would start making get like shar shtaris, which were the rakulas. You follow what I'm saying? So therefore, api alocha, there was a need for what? Therefore, api halacha, there was a need for what? For you to be more machmer by gittin, so it shouldn't be modeled after shtar shtaras. But these three cases of psulim, these are possible also by shtar shtaras. Think about the case. What are the three cases? Kasa b'chzav yada. If you don't have eidim, it's a problem by shtar shtaras. If you have a date and there's only one eid, also a problem by shtar shtaras. Yes? These are the three cases. Yeah? Kosev aside, there's no Aiden. You have Aiden, there's no date, and there's only one Aid. You need by all three, right? So this is a psul that applies by Shar Dini Mominus. So if it applies by Shar Dini Mominus, then Lamaisa, this is a uniform psul. So there's no problem, Lamaisa, in what in being Makel in this case, in saying the Vlad is not a Mamzer, and what else? And saying that Inis is Lotetze. By Shtar Shtaris, Lamaisa, it's also going to be what? By Shar Shtaris it's possible, you can't collect from the Chasam Shubadim, but from the guy himself it's kosher, even the Chachila. So since the same halachas apply by Shar Shtaris and getting by these three cases, there's no reason to possible to get so much. And therefore, only possible that Lechachila b'di'evit, it's what? Avlad kosher and Lotetze. Does everyone got that? So we just remember what Tosfos did not say. Why are these three cases part of the coinage that the Vlad is what? Why are these three cases? You have the Gemara, John, in this case, you got to get it. Why in these three cases are we what? Why in these three cases are we Mekon that we allow what? We allow the Vlad to be kosher. What's the answer? Because the fact is these three didn't apply to Shar Shtaris as well. So there's no mandate that we have to be more machmer by getting in order to what? In order to say, oh, we better be more machmer by getting because why? By Shar Shtaris, we're more makel. So we'll model getting after Shar Shtaris. It's the same halacha by getting Shar Shtaris. So there's no concern that you're going to model that after Shar Shtaris. It's the same halacha. So we have no problem in being makel, lemaisa, by these three cases, halacha lemaisa. Okay? This is the shita of who? This is the Ran and the Ritvoa as to why these three cases are special. However, The Pnei Yoshua says a different pshat. Let's get it. The Pnei Yoshua and the Mishnah, Pevavim and Aleph, says as follows. All right, let's get it down, please. He says that according to Tosfos, these are all concerns of the shas of dates being bad. Ksav Yodov Ein Olav Eidim, Tosfos says, Pasuk because of shas of Zman. If there's Eid Echa, according to the Rav, who's Masbel like Mishnah, like it's Remeir, the Kavanah's Mishnah is Ksav Yodov Eid Echa. Why is it Pasuk? Because Rechosh, they forged the date. Everything's about the date. Now, the takana of a date, we're more makel. Why are by a takana of a date, are we more makel, Bench? Because the flat is a mamzer because of a knas. Because a guy should have read the get properly in order to find the mistake. But when you talk about a date, it's not shaykh to make a knas. Because even if it was there, even if you read it, you would have still given the get, whether there was a zman or not. People aren't going to be so far hits. Oh, there's no date. What should we do? Maybe you shouldn't give it. You understand what I'm saying? That's what he postulates. So he says, therefore, the whole concept of Vlad Mamzer is based on the fact that it's a knas, you were negligent, you didn't do something wrong. Because you should have caught it when you read it. There was only one aid or there was no aid. That you should have caught. But the fact that there's no date, people aren't going to be in tune to that. And therefore, there's no negligence. And therefore, there is no takana of the Vlad being Mamzer. And that's what the Pnei Yoshua wants to claim, according to Tosfos, that the whole concern here is the dates aren't good. And therefore, that doesn't reach the level of saying that what? What's the word, another word besides level? To read the what? Reach the Mardrega of saying that the Vlad should be a Mamzer. Okay? So I want you to get down in your notes. These are two svaras that we're giving as to why these three cases are unique. These are Psulid Rabbanan. They don't carry with them Vlad Mamzer and don't carry with them Tetze. They carry with them Lo Tetze. What are the two svaras? Number one, that these Psulim apply to Shar Sharos. And we're not afraid you're going to what? Model get after that and therefore come to a Kula. So there's no problem in having a built-in Kula here. Because the bottom line is that the Dinim are the same. And number two is that these are all Chashashas of what? The dates. And the dates don't warrant negligence. And therefore, there's no knas that the Vlad is going to be a Mamzer. Okay, let's continue now. Go ahead, Usher. What's Tosfos bothered by? Bafo Gav. Go ahead. What's he bothered by? We know the Remeir interprets the Pasuk as being what? What does Remeir interpret the Pasuk? That the Kasav is a Chasav. What makes a star according to Remeir? What is the Iker part of a star? I want you guys to get this down. Are you? Please get this. I was just discussing this with Rav Schechter Shlita during the lunch, at the end of Seder. According to Rav Meir, what makes a star? The Chasimis. Whether it's a star Kenyan or a star Raya. Doesn't make a difference. That is the essence of a star, the signatures. Therefore, what is the most important part of a get?
Signatures.
And therefore, Lishma is on what?
Signatures.
That's Rav Meir. The concept of the Lishma is an outgrowth of how Remeir understood Al Pisvara, what makes a star, the signatures. Okay, what makes a star, the signatures? I can see, I can move over a little bit. Yes, thank you. But according to Rabbi Lazar, what makes a star? The star of Kenyan. A star Kenyan is the Iker, and therefore the delivery of the Kenyan is what makes a star, the Eidim Asira. Therefore, what is what? What is Lishma going on? Only the Ksiva. Has nothing to do with what? It's nothing to do with what makes the get a get. The signatures aren't what does it. You follow me? And therefore, what? Lishma is literally on the ksiva. Yes? Lishma is literally on the ksiva. According to Belazar Lamaisa, you have a star kinyan, and the Lishma is on the ksiva. They're not as related. According to Meir, it's an outgrowth. It's all the same thing. But according to Belazar, the inner part of the star is the delivery. Is the Adam Asir, the Adam to see the delivery. So what's Lishma going on? There's nothing, you don't need signatures. So the only thing that the Lishma can be going at is what? Is on the Ksiva. On the Nasir, we said yesterday, was a Machlaikas what? Who asked me yesterday that? It's a Machlaik, what did we say? You asked me yesterday. Do you need Lishma on the Nasina? What's the answer?
No.
Machlaikas Amorim, the Pevavim, and Bezin Gittin. Between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Abaye. Rabbi Yirmiyah says you need it, and Abaye says you don't. Right? Let me ask you a question. This has what I just said is from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. Could you have a star raya with just Eidim Asira or not? Not according to the Rav. It's impossible. What's the whole point of a raya? What lasts what forever? Piece of paper with signatures, yes? How can you have a star raya with Eidim Asira? The Eidim Asira are not clinging to the, are not on the signatures. There's nothing on the signature, nothing on the star. There's no signatures. So how can you have a star raya in Eidim Asira? It's impossible. Even though there's a Tosfos later on, a Chavetz Chaim, that seems to say it is. I once asked Rav Shevna that, it seems to be against the Rav, but the Rav thought it was impossible. You can't have a star rye with just any Masira on it. What kind of a rye is it? In Rav Elazar's vision, there is no concept of a star rye in your rice. It's only a star kinyan. And the Edom that are on it are the star kinyan. You follow what I'm saying? That's Rav Elazar. That's the Chiddush Rav Elazar. Okay? So what are we bothered by here? What are we bothered with? Read again. Ashav Afogav, let's see inside, guys. Afogav, the what?
The Afogav,
the
Mir Summer, the custom, kind of the custom.
Oh, what's he bothered by? Why is it kosher then? If Rameir requires what? If Rameir requires signatures, why is custom Schavlano, Vena Lavein, and kosher? That's crazy. There's no signatures on it. It's just the husband's signature. What's the answer? The Kavin, Shawan. Wow. Vein bo elo what? And that's the new case. So what is Tosos postulate? Why is it good according to Reb Meir? You guys tell me, why is it good according to Reb Meir? We're going like the Amora that says this mission is Reb Meir.
The
Baal, what?
The Baal writing it serves as a better chasima than anything else.
Yes, the Baal is the greatest chasima. Very good, excellent. And the Baal is the greatest chasima, and therefore it's considered to be good. Eide chasima kar, says no signatures. Yes, there is. Whose signature is it? The Baal's. Now, this could very well be, I want you to get this down. This line of Tosfos is Ein Lecha Chasima Gedol Mizu, can be interpreted in one of two ways. There is a Rashi on the Mishnah on Pei Vavam and Aleph. He has two Pshatim over there. He has two Pshatim over there. Rashi says Befeirish, let's get it. Kasav b'chsav yodo ve'ein alav ein is kosher. Yes?
Pei
vavam and aleph. That's the one of the first case of the shlosh git psuim. That's where the Mishnah is. Pei vavam and aleph. Who's the time of that Mishnah according to what Mora we're working with? Gavriel. Who's the time of this Mishnah? What's Tosfos working with? Who's the time of the Mishnah? Reb Meir. Yes? Where are the signatures according to Meir? Don't you need any chasima karsi? Don't you need any chasima karsi? Where are the signatures? How can that be good, Gavriel? What's the answer? Tois mechadish, a tremendous chiddush. That ksav yodo is what? Ein lecha chasima gedol mizu. He's the guy. He's not an A, but I don't care. Ein lecha chasima gedol mizu. There is no greater chasima than this, than the guy himself. His mom is the real deal. Okay, what does that phrase mean? So Rashi over there, on Pei Vavam and Aleph, on the Mishnah, it could be there's a Truvis Rashi there, because Rashi offers two pshatim over there. Usually when it's two pshatim, what word does he use? Inami, yes? He doesn't use Inami over there. He gives two svaras, and that's why maybe you have to read the Rashi, and you have to put in a Chumash Rashi. So the Bach writes, Rashi over there says, Vikasov, there's exerus a kasov vikasov, which tells me what? That if the Baal wrote it himself, it's good. Or what? Or a new svara called, Hodas Baal Din, ki what? Kimei Eidim Domi. That's a Gemara Kedushin Samachem and Beis. That the admission of the litigant is what? Is like 100 witnesses. Hodas Baal Din Kimei Eidim Domi. You know what? You guys got your Gemara there? Come on, let's look open to your Gemara. Take a look at Pei Vavam and Aleph. Real quick, I got it open. Let's look at the Rashi inside. What does Rashi say? Look at Rashi, Pei Vavam and Aleph. Okay? We don't have to read the whole Rashi, but read the Rashi there, Usher. Pei Vav, the first one on the Rashi. Take a look at Pei Vavam and Aleph, guys. Vinnesis of Vlad Kosher. Go ahead.
Vinnesis of Vlad Kosher.
Yeah.
I tana lav kerev meres. He does not hold like kerev meres. Domer eich hasimu kerev. He says eich hasimu kerev.
Right.
The kerev meres, that poor kerev meres, have lav mamzer.
Period. So that's the Amora that we're not working with. Okay, we are not working with that Amora. Is that correct? Tosa said we're working with the Amora that says it is like Rameir. That's the next line of Rashi. Go ahead, Ulaman.
Ulaman, the Mukilah, the Gemara, Kerev Meir,
Oh, that's our what? That's our sheet that we're working with, Tysus. Go ahead. Wow, there it is. Dexavios Kameh Edom Dami. Go ahead. Can't be Rebbe Lazar, the how what? Yeah, because Rebbe Lazar argues on the same. So obviously the first time it's not Rebbe Lazar. Ella? There it is. There's a new reason. Go ahead. You might allow a Ksav Sofer, baby. Good. Hilkach. Im Nisays. The Davka.
About
Ksav Sofer. Yes. So you know how Rashi doesn't write Inami here? So they quote from a Bach. I don't know if you guys have. Do you guys have the Ghost of Tziunim? He says that Rashi himself wrote this in the Tshuva. Notice how Rashi didn't say Inami, but he gives two Svaris. You got this? It's how Rav Lichtenstein also presented it. Okay, that's how. So basically you have two what? Two Svaris here. That it's what? Why is what? Ksav Yado good minatayr? Because why? Either because of the Gzeres HaKasav of the Kasav, or because of a Svar of what? Hodas Baldin is Kameh Enim Domi. Okay? Now, what does Tosos mean when he says Ein Lecha Sima Gedolim Yizu? Do you get the impression he's saying it's based on a Pasuk or a Svara? Which one would you say? Which one would you say, guys? I would say a Svara, because you got to quote the Pasuk if you meant it was based on a Pasuk. What's the problem with that? The problem is that Hodas Baldin Kameh Enim Domi is not believed. It's only Neman, Kashir Neman, Kashir Ein Chayiv Lachrini. When you are not Chayiv Lachrini, when you're not messing someone else up with your own mission. Achain, however, Kashir Chav Lachrini, what's the din? Lo Neman, correct. Now let me ask you a question. If the husband is admitting that she's divorced, is he hurting anybody or not? By his writing an IOU, are you? Come on, let's get this. Are you hurting anyone by claiming the admitting that she's divorced?
The Kohen.
You're hurting a Kohen. Excellent. The Kohen can't marry her anymore. So is that going to be Chav Lachrini? So Tosus writes, get it down on Dalet Amud Aleph when we get up to it, God willing. Tosus writes, the Pnei Yehoshua already points us out that Tosus holds that that's not considered to be what? That's considered to be Chav Lachrini. So the Beis Aaron says, and I want you to get this, that it's hard for me to describe, that this is based on Odas Baldin Kameinim Dami. Because then this Tosus would be against what? Tosus on the next daf and Dalan and Aleph. Unless you say this Tosus is against, then he's holding like Rashi. Rashi writes black on white on Pevavim and Aleph. What? Hodas Baldin Kameinim Dami. So maybe you could suggest, please get it down in your notes, that maybe this is not considered to be Chav Lachrini. Why? Why is this not Chav Lachrini? What would the Svaras be? Number one, maybe it's a little indirect. Maybe it's indirect. You're not directly what? By the fact you make her a Grusha, then she's also the Kohanim. Maybe since it's indirect in a sense, like two steps, we didn't call that Chav Lachrini. Number one, that's number one Svara. Please get it down. Number two, the Torah's Gittin in Simon Kuf Lam and Sivkon Chof and the Nesivis, Simon Lam and Vav Sivkon Yudzei, that the Rashba, they say the Rashba holds, when the Baal admits that she's usher to a Kohen, that's not Chav Lachrini, because he could divorce her anytime he wanted. It's Biyoda Lagorsha. He could ask her to a Kohen any minute. That's number two. Number three, the Rashba in Kiddushin Samachem and Bey says, because if it wasn't for the divorce, she's usher anyway to any man in the world. She's married. So therefore, that's why Lamaisa, maybe it's not called Chav Lachrini.
What was the first reason?
Three, we just said three Svaras. What are the three Svaras why we're saying Tosfos might hold it's not Chav Lachrini? And Rashi and Pei Vav Manav. Number one, that it's indirect. It's like two steps. It's a reflection of scenes Zatzal once mentioned. Number two, we could say that what? He can divorce her anytime he wants, says the Nesivis. So that's our Koch Avlach. And number three, the Rashba writes, you can do Samachin in the base. Without divorce, she's usher anyway. See, Toysvis and Dalavrav will call that Chavlach Rini. Why? Number one, he'll call it direct. Number two, he'll say that what? Number two, he'll say, okay, fine. There's no doubt now she's what? She's us every man in the world. But now that she's divorced, you're messing up someone else. If she was a widow, she would have been with everyone. So you can look at it from a different perspective. And number three, the bottom line is the fact that he has the ability to divorce her. It's not what? It's not considered to be, but he hasn't divorced her yet. So Lamaisa, the fact of the matter is that you could argue on every one of those three Nakudas, but that's the Nakuda we're arguing, we're suggesting here. And the Ritva in Meseches Kedushin, on Samachem Beis and the Rashbon Yivom Islam and Avon Beis, says it get works, Midin Hodas Baldin. It's not Chayv Lachrini. He says Beferish. Or because the gets exerts a kusuv, and he himself is what? Writing it. He himself can write it, and therefore we don't care. So how many different svaras did we give? Lamaisa. How many different svaras did we give? Four different svaras. Why it's not Chav Lachrini. Let's write it on the board, Lamaisa. Okay? Again, what do we say? Tosfos saying that Ksav Yod was good because based on what? Ein lecha chesima gedol mizu. Is that based on a kusuv, or is it based on Hodas Baldin? Where did I get those two from? Where did I get those two options from? Where did I get those two options from? Come on, guys. You tell me. Where do we get the two options from? Rashi and Pei Vavim and Aleph says it. He says, Exerus HaKasim or Hodas Baldin. Actually, said Hodas Baldin first, right? So is that, what does Tosis mean? So, Binyamin said correct. He didn't mention the Pasuk, so Mestam, it's a Svara. It's a Svara. You're not allowed to do that if you're B'chayv Lachrini. You're not allowed to do Hodas Baldin. And who says that? Tosis himself, Adalim and Aleph. So you're going to say that Tosis here argues, maybe, you could. Tosis holds like the Rashi by us. Tosis by us holds like Rashi and Pei Vavim and Aleph. Maybe they're arguing from one daf to the next. Or no. Maybe you could say, yes, maybe you could say he doesn't view this as being Chav Lachrini. Why is this not Chav Lachrini? He's going to be arguing on our Tosis on Daf Dalet. What are the four svaras why it's not Chav Lachrini? Number one, what do we say? Number one, it's indirect. Lo Yashir. Correct. That's maybe what the Rashba says, Befeish. He doesn't say why, but maybe he just says Nachav Achrini. What's number two?
Biyada.
What'd you say?
Biyada.
It's Biyada Lagarsha. You could divorce her at any moment. What's number three?
She's Asur.
She's Asur anyway. Asur L'Cholom anyway. Right? She's Asur L'Cholom. What's number four? Exerus HaKasav. HaKasav. I don't care whether it's Nachav Achrini. It's a special din. He's believed. That's it. You could say one of those four svaras. And you can reject every one of those four. Tosis does. On Dalam and Aleph. He calls it Chav Lachrini. He would say that it's what? He would say it's direct. What else would he say? He would say, Viola Garcia doesn't make a difference to me. He hasn't done it yet. Right?
She'd become a widow.
And the fact that she's us in the whole world, if she would in the future be a widow, she wouldn't be what? She would be us in the Kohanim. Correct. And you could also direct them if there's a custom. What'd you say? Yes, if she'd be an Almana, correct. So everyone else you can argue on. But the bottom line is that if you take the approach that's working based on Hodas Baldin, you have this whole Mahalach you got to deal with. Why is it not Chav Lachrini? He's arguing with the Tosfos on the very next daf. And you could give four svaras why that's so, and the Tosfos on the next daf can reject every one of those four. Okay? And that's if you take the Mahalach shot in Tosfos based on what? Hodas Baldin Kameid and Dumb. What is the Makor for Hodas Baldin Kameid and Dumb? Does anyone know? What is the Makor for Hodas Baldin? Aryeh. What is the Makor for Hodas Baldin Kameid and Dumb? Rashi lit up the eyes of the world, says the Ksos. In Kedushin Samachem Beis, Ki Hu Zeh. It quotes a pasuk in Chumash. What's Ki Hu Zeh? What is Ki Hu Zeh? It's the Makor for one mode of a mixas. If you claim I owe you $100, I say, yes, I owe you only 50, but I owe you another 50. How do I know I have to pay the 50? Ki Hu Zeh. The Torah is Exerus HaKasav. The Makor, Shehodas Baldin,
Hodas Baal Din Kimeim Dami is what? Is Ki Hu Zeh. Ki Hu Zeh. The fact I said I owe you 50, I got to pay the 50.
So it says Rashi lit up the eyes of the world on that. Okay? So Rashi says the same thing. That's why an IOU is good on a get. IOU is what? Kasim Ichzav Yodo. Vein Halav Eidim. The get is possible to rebuttal, but it's Kasim not Torah. So that is one mahalik that we could suggest in Rashi, in Tosos, that that's what he means. I'm just saying, if you're going to go that way, that's going to go against Tosan Daftalim Rav. That's what the Pnei Rishu is bothered by. But we're going that way, and we're saying, well, there's a lot of what? Fallout based on that. Okay? You have to say why it's not Chav Lachrini. And we suggested four Svaras. Okay? With the Rash, with the Ritva, in Kedusha Teres Gittin. Yes, what do you say, Binyamin?
If you try to make the Svaras that Tosos is saying against this, you're making it that Hodas Baal Din is even worse than Eid Echa. You say we trust in Eid Echa, like if it would be Miyado. And you're saying, and now we're saying that the Baal Din, even though it's Miyado, we still don't care because he didn't do it yet. We don't know if he did it yet. That's the whole point. He's saying he did it.
What are you saying as far as Tosos and Dala?
Against Tosos.
Tosos says that Hodas Baal Din is good.
He says
that Tosan Daftalit said it's not good by Git.
What I'm saying, so in Daftalit, I don't understand how he can say that Biyado is not possible. It makes it worse than 8 Efa. How can the Baal Din be worse than 8 Efa?
Because 8 Efa is Biyado. What does an 8 Echa do? 8 Echa doesn't do anything. What does an 8 Echa
do? Biyado,
we're
willing to say
that. No, it's not true. An 8 Echa is not good. An 8 Echa is not good. Lamaisa. Take a look at the Taisus there. The Taisus says, Beferish, Gerish, and Asalakain. If you hold like Tysus says because Lamaisa, it has to be based on Exeris or Kosu, you're going to have to say. Tysus is going to have to say it's based on Exeris or Kosu, because Zoydavdav, you say that it's Chav Lachrini. You're also in the Kohanim. So Tysus has to say because of the Yerecha is not good, Lamaisa. Binyamin. So that's what Tysus says here at the end. Yeshu Chav, Mamun Hodas Baal Din, by Kiddush and Gerishin, you can't say Hodas Baal Din. Can't say Hodas Baal Din, so why is Kosu Yechzav Yaro good? Must be based on Exeris or Kosu. Okay? So this is what we're suggesting. Now, what's another mahalach in Taisus? You follow me? Let's get this down. What's another mahalach to say that Eilecha Chesima Gedol Mitzu? It's not based on the Das Baal Din. What's it based on? What's it based on? It's not based on the Das Baal Din, Asher. What's it based on? So the Beis Arin and Kanireh, that's the pshat of who? The Pnei Yoshua. He doesn't mean on Das Baal Din. He means like the Rashbon, Yevam Eslam and Alef Amid Beis. The Torah says the cause of law that the Baal writes in himself. The Baal writes in himself. Granted, the Kamanas Apostle, the Chasim is Aedim. But nevertheless, the Apostle is Kosev, the Torah writes Mikosev. What's Mikosev? That the Chasim is Baal is like Chasim is Aedim. It's basically Exeris Mikosev. The other Pshah we're suggesting in Tais is Mikosev. And therefore, what do we say that you brought up yesterday? What does Tais say in Daf Tes and Mez, Chav Pez and Mez? Then when the Aedim signed, they signed the Shlichus Baal, yes? So you understand the Kosev is going on the Baal of the Aedim, because they're just representing him, yes? So the Kovitz Biurim and Osman Zion asks, but the Rashbon Chav Beis Meis says you don't need Shlichus. So if you don't need Shlichus, what's the Kosev of the Kra going on? It's going on the Sofer, not the Baal. So how do you know Ksav Yodos Kosher without Aedim? If you say the Kosev is going on the Sofer and not the Baal, what do you do? Because if you hold the Sofer, it does, you don't need Shlichus, the Kosev is going on the Sofer. So how do you know Kosev Ksav Yodos is good? So Reb David Pavarsky and Nochem Barchovich said like this, I want you to get it. What have we said many, many times? When a Baal divorces his wife, he's being miskayev himself to pay her the what? The ksuba. That's called das hamiskayev. So it could be, when you talk about das hamiskayev, what's the best type of das hamiskayev ever? When who writes it? The sofer writes it or the husband? When the husband writes it himself, that shows he's the real deal. He's the miskayev. If he's the miskayev, then it's very clear, Lamais. He's been misguiding himself. And the best guy in the world is what? Ksav Yod is even better than Hodas Baal Din. Because it's considered like signature of Aedim. The Iker Aedis of Aedim is that he has Das and Mischayev. So what's better? Aedim telling me that the guy has Mischayev? Or the guy telling me himself that he has Mischayev? That he's Mischayev. The guy himself! It's better than what? Hodas Baal Din. This is telling me that he has Das. So if he's mischayev himself, That's what it means, the get is a get. So I want you to get this down. The first pshat is based on what? Hodas Baal Din Kameid and Dami. That's the first pshat. The second pshat is based on this pasuk. Because what we're trying to discern is Das HaMishchayiv. Say Rav David Parvarsky and Nachum Bar Chavitch. If you're trying to ascertain that, and the pasuk says, L'maisa, that the kusav is going on the sofer, then how could you ever have, how do you ever have what? How do you ever have Ksav Yonah? The answer is because we want to discern Das Mishchayiv. If the Aiden can do that with their signatures, L'maisa, then also what? Aidus is needed, B'shlichus Abba, but it's not B'shlichus Abba, what's up shot? Because he's expressing his what? His Das Mishchayiv. It's much better than what? Hodas Baal Din Kameid. Hodas Baal Din is more of that, it's a proof. We're trying to prove he admits that he owes money. This is more than that. This is injecting into the get the Das Mishchayiv. And it's much better if the guy does it himself. So that's what Eilecha Chasima Gedolim Yisu is. You want to what? Have the Das Mishchayiv in the get. What's better? The Aidim doing it when they sign? Or what? Or the Baal doing it. It's better the Baal. That's why the Ksav Yorot means it's better than Hodas Baal Din. Eilecha Chasima Gedolim Yisu. So you could say one of two mahalchim. Either Hodas Baal Din, or you could say the way we'll call it is basically Das HaMishchayiv. That's what we'll call it. The Eidus and Das HaMishchayiv. That's what we'll call it. Eidus and Das HaMishchayiv. So it could be that it's what might be based on Xerzer Kosov. But Lamais, like the Rashba says in Yavamas, the Torah writes with Kosov. This Aaron says the Baal himself writes it. And there's it's like the Chasimus Ha'edim. He's like the Chasimus Ha'edim. But we could say a little bit more than that. It's Chasimus Ha'edim based on the Das HaMishchayiv. Lamais, you put it all together. That's the Chiddush that we want to suggest, Pshat and Taisus. Okay, these are two separate mahalchim. Let's continue now. Let's finish up the Taisus. Usher, go ahead. Come on, we got a lot to see, guys. Go ahead. Ulo, next, what's the next case? The Ein Bo what? We're in the Taisus. The Ein Bo what? What does Taisus say here? The Ein Bo what?
The Ein Bo El Eid Echad.
What does the Ein Bo El Eid Echad mean? Yes?
Lamadam or Perik Basar. Purple one that says Perik Basar.
Perik Basar. What's Basar mean?
Last
parrot, go ahead. That's good, because we just got through saying that the husband's signature is a signature with 1/8. Ella. No, Ksav Sofer. The aid, but if you say it's not the Yodo himself, but it's Ksav Sofer, the 2 days over there, then Kasha. What's the Kasha? Maybe we should be afraid the Sofer what? Wrote a practice get and threw it in the garbage can. Go ahead. That a woman came and she signed an Eid Echad on it. Vein kan what? The whole thing's a fake. You don't have 2 Eidim. How can you count Ksav Sofer Vein? So he's asking a great kasha. I don't understand how this could be that we hold Ksav Sofer Vein and we're holding Ksav Sofer Vein. If you hold Ksav Sofer Vein, shouldn't we be chayshish that what? That it's not a good get. Lamaisa. Shouldn't we be chayshish not a good get and there's really only 1 Eid? It should be a problem. Maybe the woman took it out of the garbage can. What's the answer? Go ahead.
They know about this or where this problem is. So
the Sofrim are very, very careful that what? There's going to be a stumbling block and they're not going to throw it in garbage cans like that. So if that's the case, then what? What's he bothered by then? Why is it even puzzle what? Why is it even puzzle with Rabbanan? Why is it even puzzle with Rabbanan? Shouldn't it even be puzzle with Rabbanan? So what does he say, Umiyu?
They're not completely
careful. Shetechashev? You shouldn't consider him 100% like an Eid Echad. So if that would be the case, it wouldn't even be possible in Rabbanan. So therefore, Tyson's answer is that, Lamaisa, it's kosher enough minat Torah. We're not kosher for this, but we're kosher min Rabbanan. But in Nisus of Lag kosher. Says that Dvar Yaakov, I don't understand. What was the Machlokes Rashi Tos in the bottom of the base of the base? What did it mean when it said Rabbanan Hu D'Itzrach? What did it mean when it said Rabbanan Hu D'Itzrach? You guys tell me. Do you need a funny neck and funny neck them? Yes or no? No. Only Min Rabbanan you need it. Why do you need a Min Rabbanan? What was Rashi's concern?
Trash can.
He'll maybe change his mind. He threw it out. Yes? Then the couple with the same name will pick it up. What did Tos say the concern was? In the end of Gimel, the base of the base running out of Gimel up? That he wrote a practice one. So he wrote a practice one. Isn't that a steer from one Tyson to the next? Our Tyson says most guys are careful. Didn't Tyson say what? That there's a concern, what's the answer? The answer is no. The answer is Tosfos over there was worried about the Baal protesting. So the Baal would protest and say, this guy's from the miut of guys that what? That aren't so careful. Right? There are sofer, they're not careful, and therefore the Baal's going to protest and make it laws that the sofer wrote it for practice and threw it out. So it goes actually good, Lishutasa. You follow me? It's all out of rabbinic concern that maybe what the miut is being mazel, what Tosfos said over there, Rabbanu Nitzrach. So it comes out very beautiful. Okay? Then that's why it's possible in the Rabbanan. Okay? So what do we say is possible now? What do we say is possible now? Why do we say it's possible in the Rabbanan? Because of what? The garbage can case. Yes? Because we're cautious that, no, I'm sorry, not the garbage can. That what? That the sofer what? Yeah, the sofer wrote for practice and threw it in the garbage. The garbage can case, but from the sofer practicing. Not that the husband threw it out and changed his mind. That's Rashi. Okay? So it comes out, and I said, that's why it's possible in the Rabbanan. Why is Ksav Yodav Eid is good, Lamaisa? Why is Ksav Yodav Eid good, Lamaisa? It's good Minat Torah, but Midrabanan again, we want to make it possible, Midrabanan, but this is a lot kosher. Still, Lamaisa, it's not the best thing to 280. Okay? Now, this brings us to the following. Let's get it. The Re is one of the Baalei Tosfos. It's quoted in Tosfos Nevamos. Please get it down. On Lamed Aleph and Beis. Is Ishtar Kedushin good? Please get this down. Ksav Yoda. What is Ksav Yoda, guys? What is Ksav Yoda? IOU. Is an IOU good by a get? Yes or no? Is an IOU good by a get or not? Ksav Yoda. What do you say? No, is it a kosher get? Yes or no, Minator? Ksav Yoda by a get. Is it kosher?
No.
Yes, based on what? Either what, the custom or what? Come on. Odas Baal Din, yes? Two svaras we said. What about Ksav Yoda by Kedushin? Ashtar Kedushin. What do you say about that? What do you think? Ksav Yoda by Kedushin, what's the din? What do you say? Rashba says I'm not sure. The Reef says I'm not sure. It has a suffix. Is it good or not? What do you think it revolves around? You tell me. If it's good by get, wouldn't you say it's kosher by what? Kedushin? Yes? Well, he says the subject, because the psul by get is because of a zman. There's no date, yes? So maybe I start Kedushin that has no date, there's no psul. Only a get that has no date is possible. But a start Kedushin that has no date, what are you worried about? Therefore what? Minat Torah, you see that Ksav Yoda is good by get and by Kedushin. The subject is it possible in Rabbanan like we find by get? The Rosh in Yevamos and the Ran in Kedushin, Samechem Lav Seh Beferish, that Ksav Yoda is kosher. Why is the Re Misapek? Why is the Re Misafkelei? Because maybe the Rabbanan did not want to differentiate the get and the Shtar Kedushin. We usually try to equate the two. So just like it gets the Rabbanan possible, maybe a Shtar Kedushin is possible as well. Okay. That's the subject of the Re. But it's all subject on what level? At the Rabbanan level, the rice it's good. So, let me ask you a question. According to Rashi, why is the psul beget? Because you might come to machshir what? Ksav sofer without aid. Yes? Rashi says, befeirish the psul by get. Isn't that what Rashi said? What does Rashi say? Rashi says it might come to what? What does Rashi hold? Rashi holds you might come to what? The psul by get is because of what? Kosmik Savyoto. We read it in the Rashi. You read it beautifully, Asher. What daf? Pei Vavam and Aleph. Why is Ksav Yoda of A possible Rabbanan? Because you might say that's good. You might lead you to what? Ksav Sofer of A. Then therefore the same psul should apply to what? By Shtar Kedushin. So the Rashba says I'm not sure. According to Rashi, for sure it should apply. The Rashba and Yevamos says like this. Please get it. He says a get Ksav Yoda works. Either midin pasuk or adas bal din kemedim domi. It's not considered chav lachrini, or because of the pasuk by shtar kedushin. Is there any pasuk? Yes or no? Is there a pasuk? No. Is it chav lachrini?
Yes.
Yes. She's usher every man in the world. So obviously Ksav Yoda wouldn't work. So it comes out according to the Rashba. Please get it down. According to the Rashba, Ksav Yoda is pasul min haTorah. Rashba says Ksav Yoda b'Kedushin is possible in Atayra. Possible
Minat Torah by what? By Kedushin. Because number one, there's no pasuk. Number two, it's Hodas Baldin. It can't work. Bachav Lachrini.
So comes along the Nemukei Yosef, and he quotes a Machloikis in Yavamis. Is Ksav Yoro good on Kedushin like a get or not? Maybe by get there's a pasuk, by Kedushin there's not. So what's the famous Kasha of Avdim Eluyim? What's the famous Hekesh? What's the famous Hekesh we have between Kedushin and Gerushin? Havaya Liyitziyah. So Avdim Eluyim in Simen Lamedei Sivkon Zion asks, why do we learn from a Hekesh, Havaya Liyitziyah, that just like what? Let me ask you a question. How do you know a Shtar Kedushin? What's the Makkah for Shtar Kedushin? Kesef Shtar Obiyah. Kesef is from what? Kicha Kicha. What is Abiyah from? Avala. And what is Shtar from? Havaya Liyitziyah. It's a Hekesh. So if the whole institution of Shtar Kedushin is from Havaya Liyitziyah, right? Like the Gemara has on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, why can't you say the same thing by Ksav Yado? Yes? You follow what I'm saying, Binyamin? So what's the answer? Because by Gerushin, who's the Iker? Das of the man or the woman? By get. Who is the Iker? Can a guy divorce his wife against her will?
No.
Yes. You're not Torah. So definitely by, that's what you meant. So davka by a man, Ksav Yado works. By get Yerusha. But Kedushin, you need both the man and the das of the man and the woman. It will not work. So we can't learn it on from the Hekish. The Shtar Kedushin, Ksav Yado is based on das. Das of the man is enough by get. But by Kedushin, you need das of both. And the Kirin Ora says, we learn out Dover Dover Mimomo. That you need Adim. Dafka and Ksav Yado will not work. So the bottom line is, please get this down, that the Ri as a Savi Yishtar Kedushim Ksav Yado is a kosher, the suffix on a level with the Rabbanon Poshup Shad. Because Get is puzzled with Zman, Yishtar Kedushim is not, so the Mele, will we say it's kosher or not? But Minatar, it's good. The suffix was we applied Absul the Rabbanon. So the Rosh and Yavam is the Rana Kedushim say it's kosher. The Ri is mistopic, maybe the Rabbanon did not want to be Mechalik. But according to Rashi and Pevav, the whole concern Yavo what will be Machshir Ksav Zor. Hey, that's not a that Lachru be absolutely by Shtar Kedushin. If you learn like Rashi, but the Rashba writes Halach Lamaisa, we hold that a Shtar Kedushin Ksav Yado is Pasul Min HaTorah, not just Muad Bin Rabbana. It's Pasul Min HaTorah. Why? There is no Pasul. There's no Das Bavin. The Mukhi Yosef says Lamaisa. He has Ksav Yado works by Kedushin. He says, Machlokes doesn't work by Kedushin like by Get. Maybe by Get it only works because of the Pasuk. Kedushin is no Pasuk. Why don't you just say Havaya Liyitziyah? Havaya Liyitziyah won't work here. Because Ksav Yado is based on Das. By Get all you need is Das and the man. By Kedushin you need Das and the man and the woman. So the male won't work. And the Kirin Ora says it does work in Atari because you need Eid and Biyado. Okay? So that's the Chiddush. So I ask you guys, what do you think about Ksav Yado by Evik 90? Wow. What would you say about Evik? What would you say about that? That's a Gemara, no? Isn't that a Gemara Nivamis? On Lamed Aleph and Beis? What about Ksav Yado on Evik 90? Let's say the master writes it. What would you say about that? I would say it's good. It's good by what? It's good by get. And all you need is the master's what? Das. Right? And I would say Chuppah Solod Nitala. You makish Lishma by get. Maybe you'd say the same thing here. I would say it's good Minatari if you'd ask me. That Ksav Yado by Ishtar Shikra would be good. It could be that it's a Beferish Gemara. I don't remember. So if I ask you what's the din Ksav Yado by what? By Dini Mominus, what's the din? If you're not Mechayv HaKarini, it's good. If you're Mechayv HaKarini, it's not good. What about Ksav Yado by Gittin? It's good to me not either because of the Kassar or Das Bal Din. That you're holding Das Bal Din is not Mechayv HaKarini. Four Sfaras, we said. What about Mishtar Shikr? Mishtar Shikr is saying it's Mishtabra that it's good. Right? Either based on the Kassar or you're not being Mechayv HaKarini Poshup Shat, no. You're the one who owns them. Who are you being Mechayv Lachrini? Not being Mechayv Lachrini. Poshup Shad. No, what? Evan Ivri, you mean? The Evan Ivri can't marry her anymore. But that's maybe indirect. Okay. Maybe this is what the Pilbaba. But what about Ksav Yado by Kedushin? The Ri has a Sovik. The Sovik's on level with the Rabbanan. The Rosh and the Ran say it's good. Lamaisa. The Rosh and the Ran say it's good. Lamaisa. The Sovik was on level with the Rabbanan. According to Rashi, what? We'd say, yes, it's possible in the Rabbanah because you're Machshu, Aksav, Sober, Baby, even by Kedushin. Rashba says, Minatar is possible. Why? You don't have a possible by Kedushin, you don't have a Das Babin. The Mukhi Yosef says, Lamaisin, that the Kosov, Lamaisin, says, Machlaikis. And he presents it that Kedushin has no excess of Kosov. So why don't you just do Makish Havayah Letzi? You can't, because by Gittin, what is Dasa each only? But by Kedushin, you need Dasa both. Karen Arnis says, Ksavim is not going to be the third, because you double me mobile. You need eight in Ksav Yom. You need eight in Ksav Yom. So this is the Chiddush that we want to bring up by Ksav Yom. It's very important. If I ask you IOU, different areas we mentioned. Get Kedushin, Shtar Shifra, and Dini Mamun. It's all four areas. You must know this about Ksav Yom. Chiddush Nifra. Yes? I'll give you one other nafkemina. Let's get it. Let's say I have an IOU. Is Parati believed against an IOU? Let's say I have an IOU that Binyamin owes you $100,000. He says, Rebbe, I paid you. Is Parati Neman against a star? Yes or no? Uh-huh. Is Parati believed against a star?
Yeah.
No, star could be only my boy. Why would I be holding the star? Must be what? You didn't pay me back yet. Gemara Babasov Dafayin Amar Aleph. Parati is not believing against Star. But what happens is IOU. It's a machlekes Tyson and Rif. Do you treat Ksav Yodel like a star? Then Parati would not be believed. Or maybe you say it's not a star. Maybe it's really not a star. And there Parati is believed. Or you'll say that you don't say Star Ksav Yodel, my boy, by that. Why not? Because you're not so machben on it. Maybe it's an IOU. So it's an IOU, Lomai. So you say, Parati, not so. Normally you demand a star back when you paid it back. By an IOU, you're not what? Maybe you're not as machbid about that by star Kibyoti, my boy. Maybe you'll keep, even though you paid it back, you won't demand it back from the guy. Maybe you're not going to be as machbid to demand it back, Lomai. I don't know why. Why wouldn't you be? No? Maybe a star, because you know why? I'll get this down. Because a star, Ksav Yad does not collect from the Chasm Shubadim. It's a mission in the end of Baba Basra. Who find him it out? Ksav Yod, you only collect from freed up property of the Lova, not from property the Lokeach has. So maybe because you're not going to put in jeopardy other guys, you don't care about what? You know what I'm saying? You don't care so much about having the star returned to you. That's the reason. That's what the Rabban of Baba Basra in the Milchamah says. So I'm saying there's two ways to be mazed with that machlekes. Let's get it down. Is Parat believed against Ksav Yod? Is Parati Neman Negin Ksav Yodo or not? It's a Machlekes Tyson the Rif. You have the Tyson Ksubas Chafal from Alf. Look on the computer, Lemais. I'll tell you what sheet did was. Chafal from Alf, the small place, you have the Tzuris Adaf. Okay? But whatever it is, there are two ways to be mad with this. What are the two ways? Number one is what? Is Ksav Yodo a star? I'm writing the two ways. Star or low? Is it a star or is it not? Parati is Neman against Ksav Yodel, Machlekes Rishonim. Neman or Lo?
Which Ksav?
Is it Neman? You have the Tzurzat after? I'll show you.
Outside
Yodel? Yeah. You have the Hotzil of Ksav Yodel. Your master Hotzil of Ksav Yodel. Yeah, a little bit down more. Yeah, there it is. Hotzil of Ksav Yodel, Poska Rav Alphas, Dr. Shulman for Mil. About Neman over Parati. The Rif says you're Neman, it'll say Parati. The Rif is the one who says you're Neman. The Rif says you're Neman. Who does he argue there? Taisus says no. Taisus says lo Neman. You have the Tzuris Adaf there.
Yeah.
Taisus says there. You also don't have. So is that what's the Machlokes? Is it based on whether Ksav Yodel is what a star or not? Yes. Minayin lo ain nir lo bini yitzik. Minayin lo chikuzet. Kol shari lo lefach yaslo stars. Just forget about it. You're not going to pay it back till you get it back. So either the machlekes is whether Ksav Yodel is a star or not. What's the other way to say it? Maybe you don't say star to be on my what? My boy by Ksav Yodel. Starcha biyadi, which means what, Jonathan? What's your star doing by me? Must be you didn't pay it back yet, yes? Star to be on my orin al Ksav Yodel or not? Why wouldn't you? See what I read from Tyson? He says, of course you're going to return, want it back. There's a slur to say maybe you don't care about it because no one else is going to be put in what jeopardy. You might be put in jeopardy. Okay, you don't care about that. Maybe you're a wealthy guy. But the mess of other guys you're worried about, you're going to mandate it back. But you can't collect from the Chasam Shabbat by what Ksav Yodel. So that's why you don't care. Start from being a man about only about Ksav Yodel? Oh, no. Maybe that's the way you can be mad with enough like this. So really, we covered five different areas we can talk about Ksav Yodel when you think about it. We covered it by Get, covered it by Star Kedushin, we covered it by Star Shifra. What else? Covered it by Star Kedushin, Dini Mominus, and now a fifth thing about paratis. Parati neman. Allah alamais. Okay? This brings to the next tesis. Let's go, guys. Let's go. Next working. Let's see the next tesis. Okay. Here we go. Let's go, Ash. You're doing a great job. Push up shot. Just to summarize the tesis before we go Vayter. What did the tesis say? If there's an Amor that's Mukim the Mishnah, Shlosh Gim Tzulek Reb Meir, then what? Shouldn't it be Mishanim and Abayah, Shetavu Chacham and Vlad Bamzer? And what did the Mishnah say? Vlad Kosher? Yes? What's the Teretz? It was part of the coinage. Yes? It's part of the coinage. Why are these three so special? What do we say? Part of the coinage, the Vlad is Kosher. What did we say? Number one theory, the Rif and the Ryan, that these dinim are identical to Shar Shars, so there's no reason that you have to what? Elevate the dinim by what get? You could be Makel. Yes? Because the same din is by Shar Shtaris. It's not like you're going to what? It's not like you're going to be Mezalzel in the what? That Shar Shtaris is more Mekah. We'll follow Shar Shtaris and come up with another further clue. They're the same din. Yes? What's the other score we said from the Yeshua? The dates. The Takana says man warrants, does not warrant a Knas. If you miss the fact they're 2 Adim and they're not 1 Aid, that's a bad thing. You're negligent reading it, therefore we make you a mamzer. Missing the date, the people didn't think it was a big deal. So we're not going to warn the Knas of Vlad mamzer. Then Tosha says, Rameir says, V'chosel. How can Kosovo Yerovin all of Adim be kosher? There's no signatures. If the Mishnah is going to Rameir, how can it be kosher? What's the answer? Ein l'cha chesima. What is his answer? Ein l'cha chesima gedol mizu. What were the 2 Hesberim we had for that? Either it's what? Either it's based on Odas Baldin Kimadin Dani, which if you go down that road, then what? You have to be Mazda why it's good. Toys on the next stop says it's not good Odas Baldin I get, because why? You're Machai Lakrini. No one can, a coin can't marry her. So you're going to have to go down that road. You're going to have to answer that. We said it 4 ways you can answer. Okay? Either we say it's indirect, either we say what? Biyota Lagarsha, either we say what? She's also anyway to everyone else. Because there's a custom, maybe, but that's one mahalach. What's the other mahalach? It has nothing to do with the Odas Baldin. It has to do with the custom, which means what? Which we already mentioned before, but it has to do with the custom that what? That the Adim what? The Adim sign, but also the Baal signs. The Baal becomes like an aid in a sense, based on this. And therefore, if the Adim sign of Shlichus of Baal, I understand, but if the Adim don't have the sign of Shlichus of Baal, then how do you know Ksav Yadus Kosher? It's Ksav's going on the sofa. What's the Terence? It's better than Odas Baldin. Because it's a better expression of Odas Mishchayev. The guy's telling himself that he's Mishchayev. You know, we're not coming on to aid him. And therefore, that's the Chiddush Lomai said we want to bring out. Okay? That's a different Mahalach in Ganson. Basically, the second Mahalach is based on the Kosher. We need to embellish it a little bit. What that means. It means Odas Mishchayev. So when I wrote 4 over there, that was just to what? That was just to touch why. I really shouldn't write 4 because that. It's a second mahalach completely, right? Because of the second mahalach completely, when I wrote for 4, let's write 3 because the basic idea is that kosov is why it's das mishkai. That's a completely different mahalach. Is it based on the kosov? Is it based on das baldin? These are 3 responses why it's not considered chav lachrim. Okay, so I want you to get that out. I ask you, give me 2 mahalach and what toys is driving in l'chassim v'kadol mizu. We have the chiddush. Okay, fine. Let's go to the next tesis, guys. Let's go. Oh, she's doing a great job. Let's go, guys. Okay? Let's get this. Go ahead.
The reason why this is possible, he can manipulate the time however he wishes.
Exactly. So he says it's possible with Rabbanan because of what?
Because basically, if he's able to write the time,
we can't trust him when it is. Well said. Now, what did Rashi say in Pevov? Why is it possible with Rabban in this case? Because you might lead you to what? Allow you to do Ksav Sofer, but what? The aid. Which, according to that sheet, is possible. You need Ksav Abalabai's Ve'ed Echad, yes? So you gotta put the two together. You're reading the Tais and Gilon Beis, you gotta read Rashi and Pevov and Aleph. If I ask you why is this case possible in Rabbanan, Gabriel, what is the reason why it's possible in Rabbanan? Rashi says, because you might what? Might lead you to Ksav Sofer Ve'ed, which is possible, completely. Minat Torah. So we'll pass Ksav Sofer Ve'ed. Why does Tosha say Ksav Sofer Ve'ed? Because there's no date on it. Kosav Ksav Yoravein Alavedim, there's no, because you can write any Zman you want on it. You're the one who's writing it. There's no one checking you. So it's like there is no date. Okay. So before we get to that, before we go to the next line, guys, turn to Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Let's turn to Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay? Let's turn to Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Go, Bench. Come on. Let's go. Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. You got it there, Bench? Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. What does it say there in the beginning of the Gemara? Asher, read the Gemara. Let's go. Itmar.
Itmar. It was said.
Why did they misaken a date and get?
Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishum bat afosa, because of his niece. The concern that like he's going to, if she's mezalza.
Right. Now I want you to get this. Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal pointed out the Muki Yosef and Sanhedrin. What does the Muki Yosef say in Sanhedrin? That this is picking up this Gemara at the third stage. Originally you needed a date and a get. Why, Aryeh? Please get this, Aryeh. There are three stages, and the Gemara is picking up at the third stage. The first stage is you need a date and a get. Why? Because there's a drisha v'chakira. What is drisha v'chakira? The seven questions to interrogate the witnesses. You better believe you need a date in order to interrogate a witness when the divorce was. Why did they get rid of the second stage? Is they got rid of the date. Why did there's three stages? Originally you need a date and a get because of drisha v'chakira. Why did they get rid of the requirement of a date? Because of aguna. It was a hard question to answer. Takanas agunos. Based on afkinu. You know what afkinu is? It's a mechanism mentioned in Shas six times. The korban have the power of them to what? To blow up a kedushin. Kol mekadosh adaita rabbonim kamekadosh. Afkinu rabbonim kedushin mine. The rabbonim have the power vested in them to implode a kedushin. Because the guy says, kedas Moshe Yisrael. Jonathan said it last night. I was one of the 80 kedushin. I didn't know what the Masada Kedusha was doing up there. Did you hear? I don't know what he's doing there. He said the exclusion. What we learned from the Rav. You're Mayachid the 2A with the exclusion of everyone in the room. He started saying with the exclusion of the Psulim. I didn't know what he was saying. You can't get fancy. You can't get fancy. You just say it straight. You're the 80 Kedusha with the exclusion of everyone in the room. You start according to Shevta. He said, well, maybe one of the 2A is possible. What do you mean one of the 2 possible? We are appointing the 2A with the hope that they're kosher. You want to exclude everyone else in the room, Lamaisa. That's the Ritva. So the other A, one of my Rebbe, Rebbe Ganak said, what is he saying? What is the guy saying? He's saying, Lamaisa, to exclude all the psulim in the room? What does that mean? So Rebbe Ganak didn't like that. He said, you may be implying that we're puzzle, Lamaisa. Just say regular, to exclude all the psulim in the room, Lamaisa. So you have to say explicitly, we're cautioning those up. Just say, I'm appointing the 2A with the exclusion of everyone in the room. Just simple. Start getting fancy. You didn't understand what Rosh Hashanah was saying, Lamaisa. I'm telling you guys, the Shem Chinuch, don't get fancy. You understand the din. Benji, you know, did you hear that? You guys heard that? What was going on up there? I was up there. I didn't know what was going on either. So I let Rabbi Ganak say, he's one of my rebbeim. He didn't also like what he was saying. You say you appoint, the custom says you appoint the 280 to be any condition with exclusion of everyone in the room. Plain and simple, that's it, done. Get fancy, Lamaisa. Oren, you hear what I'm saying? This is the Chiddush, Lamaisa. So basically, what were we saying now? How did we get out of this? Oh, three levels. What are the three stages? Originally, there was a date and a get. Why? For Drisha Chakira. Why did they get rid of it? Because Afkinu Aguna, the Rabbanan can implode, can ask Moshe Yisrael. That's how we got onto it. And what's the third stage? The Amoraim reinstituted a date. Why did they reinstitute a date? Read the Gemara. Rabbi Yechonin say, read again. Itmar.
Why were they
even
talking this
month? I want you guys to get what I just said from the Yosef Sanhedrin. Lichtenstein always said this. The Gemara's picking up from the third stage. Originally, you needed this month. Then they got rid of it. Then they put it back in. Why? Rabbi Yochanan says, Shema what? There's a mitzvah to marry your niece. You're not mechuyev to marry your niece. Well, Avram fell in love with Sarah, was his niece. Get an added mitzvah. Let's say a guy marries his niece, she's mezaneh. You're going to lie and say she was mezaneh after the divorce because you don't want her to get executed. Woman that's mezana is chayv what? Eishesi shchenik. Man that's mezana also chenik. So yechapa means cover over for your niece. That's why you need a date and a get. Go ahead, Reish Lakish Shamar.
Reish Lakish Shamar, Bishim Paris.
Oh, what does that mean, Paris? So what is Rashi's shot and the Rambam? That what is a, when a woman brings it into marriage, what's that called? The husband has a right to use it, called Nichsei Meluk. He has a right to use the fruit, okay, and eat the fruit and sell the fruit. Yes, he does it right, but she owns the title of it, no doubt. But the bottom line is that he calls mine their mirror, he has the ability to use it. What's going to happen if there's no date on a get? He's going to keep what? Selling the stuff, make millions of dollars. What do you mean they're divorced already? Once they're divorced, he has no right in it. So she's going to rip him off. He's going to rip her off. It's a scam. He's going to rip her off. Read that Rashi. Guys, read those Rashi's, the Rashi. Guys, look inside it. Let's get the good Akdama. So we'll be able to start. We'll pick it up on Sunday, start kind of shit. Tomorrow again, 9 to 9:30 Parsha, 9:30 to 10, the topic of Thanksgiving. Go ahead, Usher. Look at Rashi, guys, inside. Are you looking there? Are you there in Yitzhayim and Aleph? Gavriel, Yitzhayim and Aleph. Come on. Itmar. Binyamin, Yitzhayim and Aleph. Go ahead, Itmar. Go ahead. Read Rashi, Gemara. Yeah, read Gemara.
Gemara?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a collection star. So why do you need a date so much? What are you worried about? Go ahead.
Also, she's his wife.
And maybe she's Mizanin. I know a lot of people use that Lashon. I don't like the Lashon. I don't like it. I don't like the Lashon. Okay, she's Mizanin. Yeah, go ahead. She's Mizanin. Yeah, go ahead. And he's merciful on her so she won't be strangled. Chenik. Oh, he gives her a get without a date. He makes up a whole fake thing. Gives it to her. Go ahead. Beautiful. They testify that she was Mazana. She whips out again. She was divorced when she was Mazana. She was single. Pnu means she's single. Go ahead, Mishum Peiris. She'll collect them. Yeah, if there's no date and he keeps selling the stuff and she claims him to din, her hand's going to be on the lower part. She's messed up. Why? He says, what are you talking about? I sell all the stuff while we were married before the divorce. Yes? Now, that's how Rashi and Rama Masber. Tais doesn't like that because Tais says, why can't she control the second she gets the get to get the guy off our property? Right? So you have to fine tune it a little bit, according to Tysus. He fine tunes it right here. He says that Lamaisa, when does he stop losing the fruit? When does the husband stop losing the right to the fruit? From the time of the signing of the get. Why is that? No, but why did he stop losing the fruit from the time of the signing of the get? Why is that? Why is that, Azriel? Because when Adam sign a get, there's a call that goes out. What does the call go out and say? That they're about to get divorced, yes? And buyer beware. The Lekuchos that buy this stuff should know that what? That she is going to what? Take it away from them because he no longer has a right, what? Right in the fruit. You understand what I'm saying? So it doesn't really Masbir. It doesn't really masbir why he doesn't get the fruit from the time of the chesima, but you hear what I'm saying? But I guess since they're on the road to divorce, he should stop his rights in using it. But at the same time, the signatures produce a kol, and then they know buyer beware. So Lamaisa, what happens? The Baal, and it's like a chicken and the egg a little bit. You know what I'm saying? What do I mean by the chicken and the egg? Which comes first? There's the Baal has the right till the chesimas. Once the chesimas are done, a call went out and he's off limits to it. And they will know, Lamaisa, they will know that if he does sell it, yes, that they're buyer beware, they're in trouble themselves, that could be taken away from them. See, but what I'm saying to you, it doesn't masbir why, you know what I'm saying? It's not masbir why he loses his right to it at the time of the chesima. Why that is so, I really don't know yet. I would imagine because they're on their way to getting divorced. But you hear what I'm saying? In other words, the Baal loses the parents Mishas Chesima because the Edom are Motsu the Kol. Right? Fine. The Edom are Motsu the Kol and therefore what? But that's not Masber why he should lose the fruit, no. Is that masber why he should lose the fruit from the time of the Shem and Binyamin? You hear what I'm saying? It's not masber that reason, I don't think. No, that's what I was bothered by in Seder. It's not masber, it's like a chicken and the egg. I mean, what comes from it is that the fact that he loses his fruit now, why is that the clinching point? Because a kol is going to go up. But why is that? Why shouldn't he get the fruit till the time of the Nesina? Rabbi Yochanan holds that. The Gemara says in Amud Beis that Rabbi Yochanan holds. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that that he gets the fruit until the Nesina scatter. Why not? Till the divorce. Why can't he use it?
That's, I would say it's the same reason why he can't be boel there in that time.
You mean they're on the way to being divorced? So
it's that you're in Russia if you're doing that.
Okay, okay. So you're saying that you're saying like I'm saying they're on the way to being divorced. So I mean, the only reason I don't like that is why don't you say from the Ksiva? Why don't you stop from that? Why is it only from the Chasimas? Why does he have up the right to the Chasimas? You know what I'm saying? What's the reason? What's the svara behind that? Whatever it is, as the Yisra Brachas Mazma, the call goes out and they know buyer beware, and therefore, Lamaisa, we're not worried about it. It's their own fault. But before that time, the Baal has the right to the fruit. You know what I'm saying? That's not Mazma the reasoning why. Now, Masber, the reasoning why, we have to fine tune that a little bit more. But whatever the case might be, we have this machlokes that Tosfos claims that it's not the fact that what she's going to what he's going to lie and say beforehand she should get rid of the guy. The concerns from the time of the signing, we're afraid he's going to continue to sell the stuff, and therefore what? And therefore, what's going to happen? He's scamming her, Lamais. He's scamming her, and therefore. Lamaisa, she's going to have to what? Take it away from who? She's going to have to take it away from who? From the Lekuchos. So that's why you need the date and the get, Lamaisa. And so they fine-tune it a little bit. It's a little bit different than what Rashi and the Rambam says. It's a little bit different. But the same thing is that he's going to scam her, but Lamaisa, is the scam going to be completely, or is it going to be... What do I mean by completely? He's going to say what? Oh, that he sold it before they were what? Before they were divorced. Okay. So why can't you just throw him off the property? Why can't you just throw him off the property? That's what Tosfos has Lamaisa problem with what? That's what Tosfos has a problem with the Rashi and Rambam's approach. So they have to fine-tune it a little bit, and they fine-tune it a little bit what? A little bit more, Lamaisa. They fine-tune a little bit more, and they say that it's an issue of what? An issue of the fruit from the time of the Chasima, Lamaisa. It's the fruit from the time of the Chasima. If you look at a Rashi there, on Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph, that's what you have to say, that they're fine-tuning a little bit. But the question is, in what sense are they fine-tuning it? What sense are they really fine-tuning it, Halach Lamaisa? According to Reish Lakish Lamaisa, how are they fine-tuning it in this sense? Okay, Rashi says, Peiris, this is Rashi's pshat, okay? So the Ramban and the Ran say, what do you mean? After the Gerushin, let her just bring it to Beis Din and prove she's divorced. You know what I mean? So what are you worried about? So they say, we're chayshish, the woman's going to lose the peris. I want you to, this is the fine tuning. She's going to lose the peris between the ksiva saget and the giving of get. Ksiva, not ksima. Between the ksiva and the nesina. Many times the Baal will what? Will show her field and makiv the get in order to marviach the peris. Okay? The Baal will see that her field is what? Is looking good. So he's gonna delay the divorce in order so he can get money. So therefore, what do we say? Since he's given the desire to divorce her, Nasanain of Divorcia, he's done. You follow me? He's done. So it's from the time of what? We're afraid that between the Ksiva and the Sini he's gonna scam her. So that's the shot that Tosfos fine tunes a little bit, Halacha Lamaisa. Because if you're choshish that, like Rashi says, she's going to lose the Pharisee, the Baal's going to sell after the Gerish. Why? As soon as she gets the get, let her go to base and then they'll get rid of the guy. The Terence is between the Ksiv and the Sina, that's what we're afraid of. Okay? That's what we're afraid of, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Lamaisa are fine tuning it. So you have to get this down. Again, if I ask you, let's get this down. We have a Kakdama that we can start the tights on Sunday. If I ask you, why is there a need for a date and a get? What's the answer? Third stage of Gemara. First stage is what you need because of what? Drisha v'chakiru. They got rid of it because of what? Aguna. Because based on Afkinu. Then they reinstituted it because of either you marry your niece to try to cover over for, or Peiris. What does Peiris mean according to Rashi?
It's going
She's going to want, he's going to continue to sell after the Gerushin. Frech the Ramban, what do you mean? Let her go to, Ron and Ron said, let her go to Beis Din right away and get rid of the guy. So the concern is that between the Chasim, Ksiv, and the Sina, he's going to see, oh, the parents are growing good, he'll delay the get. Meanwhile, the intent on divorce, he's a horrible guy, like we said. We both said that. Nasan Einim Ligarsha. He's a horrible guy, so that's what we're worried about. So we have to plug in, Lamaisa, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish here, in our what? In our Tosis, in our Gemara. That's exactly what we're going to do. So on Sunday, Biz Hashem, we'll pick it up with that, Lamaisa. Tomorrow we have 9 to 10:30 on the Zoom. Okay? Let's stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Doing that.